Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Y'all know what it is. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Y'all know how we get down. We got our special guest that's coming live in the building today. Firestar. Firestar going to burn it up today on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. He is definitely doing his thing, not only being a double threat, but a triple threat. We're going to be talking to him today about his latest graphic project that he got coming out. He definitely can do your mixtape, your album covers, your logo, everything that you need, he got it, and he has quality work. We're going to be putting those links in the chat room, and we're also going to be chatting up with him to tell you where you need to go to get all that information. Also, we're going to be hearing some of Firestar hot music, man. We got 3 hot tracks for him, and we're going to go in live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays today. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. And let's not forget, we're going to go in on this hot topic of band and execution. I want to know what y'all think. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And without further ado, I'm going to bring my guests in. We got Firestar live in the building with us all the way. Firestar, what's going on, my G?
What's up, Diva Mary Kay? And Trini chilling right now.
Oh, wow. Tell everybody that's tuning in where you calling from.
All right. Right now, everybody who's listening, I'm calling in from Southside, Trinidad and Tobago. That's in the Caribbean, for those who don't know. Right, linked up with Diva today to do this interview with you. Actually, you all know what's going on with me. I'm a hip hop artist first to begin with, and also a designer. We're doing a lot of work right now from Trini, over there. A lot of work with people from Southside Jamaica, Queens, Five Alive and the whole team, Bangham the whole team. And also working on my mixtape right now that's going to come out later on this year, Black. That's mixtape files volume 2, so we could look up for that. But right now we just chilling. The breeze, it's sunny over here, you know, and we just chilling.
I can definitely respect that, enjoying that weather. And you are definitely a very, very busy man, you know, going in. So what we gonna do is tell us how you got started.
So I started rapping like 5 years ago. It was always a talent for me. I always liked the art form. I mean, coming from Trinidad and Tobago, I mean, it's not our number one genre of music because, you know, we have that soca thing and that calypso thing popping. But I always wanted to be, I don't know, like growing up listening to Fugees and people like Tupac, people like DMX, you know. I used to start off in school, like, back when, well, I didn't used to take it, like, serious that time, but a lot of people told me, like, I have potential and it's something that I should take up seriously, and I think that's when I started to really take it seriously, going in the studio recording, that kind of stuff. I started designing, like, about a little more than a year. Now, it's my office, like, also, and I just a dude, like, if just to go off their dreams, you know, because you never know what could happen. I mean, although I'm from Trinidad and rapping, there's a lot of people like out there, like Nicki Minaj, you know, that from Trinidad also.
Yeah.
I signed to Def Jam right now. Foxy, I for the Roots. Spliff Star from Busta Rhymes. So, you know, it's not to say just because you're from Trinidad, like, you're not going to make it. Like, Trinidad always have that culture to be persistent of what we're doing. You know, and always strive to, you know, take it on that international level. And so far, so good, you know. I can't hate. Like, the love I've been getting was really, really overwhelming. I freestyled recently on that Drake Lines beat right now with Crazy on the net. You know,
yeah, that headliner freestyle was crazy.
Yeah, so you know, we just trying to keep that buzz going right now, and just, you know, hopefully get out there, you know.
Most definitely, I can definitely dig that. And for those who are tuning in live right here on Diva Spot Radio, Step Your Game Up Saturdays, the graphics that you're seeing that's rotating, that is definitely what Fire, that is Firestar's creation. It's definitely hot. Big shout out to Five Alive. He'll be in the building in a little. But yeah, I was looking, I'm like, wow, this is really good, because when I seen this grind season, I'm like, yo, who did you cover? He's like, yo, my man Firestar. I'm like, yo, reach out to him, because I definitely want to talk to him and have him come on the show so he can chop it up with us. Because, you know, when you see somebody that has a talent and they going hard for it, you definitely want to support that. You want to stand behind it. Because a lot of people will say, oh, we support you. But then at the same time, they support you with saying that they support you, but the business owner needs financial support as well. So, you know, I'm happy that y'all glad for me, but, you know, put some ends in my pocket.
I feel you.
Where can they go to see more of your graphics and more of your art?
All right. The graphics company is Studio 7 Graphics. You can search it. I have a Facebook fan page. That's Studio 7, one word, graphic, the number 7. You can check me out on Twitter. You can follow us at Studio 7 TT. And to hear more of the music right now, I'm grinding heavy on Reverb Nation. So you can check me out at reverbnation.com/Firestar. And you could also check out, I also have a Facebook fan page also for my music, which you can search Firestar on Facebook. And also follow me on Twitter at Firestar TT. No, Firestar_TT, sorry. I'm always on Twitter. You all can hit me up, follow, send me a message. I'm going to tell you back up. Because I really do it like that. Like, I have time to reply to everybody and stuff. Because at the end of the day, you never know. You know? You never know who to do for you. So I'll try to reach out to everybody. So just hit me up, you know, for whatever. If it's scorecards, to logos, to mixtape covers. Everything we're trying to do right now, you know. Pretty soon we're going to be doing going into photography and video production with Studio 7. So, I mean, it's just a lot of things in the working right now. Just keeping my fingers crossed and praying to God that everything, you know, work out and come true how it's supposed to be, you know.
That's most definitely. Now, currently you are learning motion graphics. You're going into currently learning motion graphics to expand your design knowledge. What exactly is motion graphics? Is that like a cartoon, or is that like the video games? You know,
yeah, that's like, all right. Motion graphics is like the video, like a lot of ad companies and stuff are doing it now. Like you see, like with the McDonald's, where like the sign comes in and then rotates and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. The logo, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's more like that. It's something a bit more advanced than just doing the normal graphics, but they come intertwined with each other still. So it's just more like a more advanced level of the design right now, and that's what a lot of people going for right now also. So, you know, I'm trying to get into it as quick as possible, because pretty soon that's where it's going to be ending up, you know?
Yeah, do you find it to be a little bit more difficult than graphic design, or do you find it to be a little bit more easier because you really like what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a little more difficult than the ordinary designs, because it's more time to mind. You got to take your time more to put your work in take. But at the end of the day, like, it's all about the end product. Like, after you finish and you see your final product and what you have to put out there, like, you get a sense of achievement into yourself that, you know, you accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the drive. Yeah, I mean, all the love that everybody shows me, like, when they see the designs and be like, yo, that shit's sick, dude. I like how that looks, you know. Just to get that is really, like, one of the motivation. Well, aside from the money, because, you know, as you said just now, you got to make sure there's some of that cheese in your pocket. But aside from that, just the sense of accomplishment, you know, that you do something, man. People respect you for what you do. Yeah, that's just like one of the main drives.
Wow, I can hear the motivation, and I can respect the grind that I hear in your voice, and you know, all the way over there in Trinidad, you know, that this real hustlers over there. A lot of people just think, you know, we the only hustlers in over here. Nah, you go overseas and you see some real grinders, like all day, 24/7.
Yeah, cause at the end of the day, I mean, in order to get into that market where you all are, we have to show some sense of, you know, we need to show some level of professionality, because that's the only way we'll get in. I mean, nobody's going to look at you if it's not looking good, you know, or that. So we have to make sure that we reach the international level first before we actually try to pull the product out there. And Trinidad, trust me, yo, like, if all they ever went to Trinidad, I don't know, like, Trinidad is a grinding place. Like, everybody's beyond their work, everybody on their job. Everybody just had a hustling mentality. And we just trying to get it. It's a loving place. Like, if you all come down, like, during the carnival season and stuff, the party and stuff is, like, one of the best places on the face of the earth. Trust me, like, if not on all the list of things to do, trust me, all the future of Trinidad and Tobago probably one of these days take a nice vacation or some kind of thing like that. I mean, the beaches, everything, it's just good. Yeah.
You're right about that. People just, you know, want to come on vacation, but we still working. And, you know, I'm yet to come to visit Trinidad. I know that it's a very, very beautiful place. And, you know, everywhere you go is going to be some type of grind or grind going on. But I don't focus on the problems of anything. I focus on the solution. And that's just basically what it's about at the end of the day. You got this song called Love Don't Stop. Tell me about that song and who's this is a wonderful song. Like, this is a really great song, and it's definitely going to get airplay on Diva Spa Radio. But Firestar, tell us about Love Don't Stop.
Okay, Love Don't Stop, that was probably like the first single that I actually released. It was a track that was done probably, I say, like about 3 years ago. It was something really deep, because Love Don't Stop is like a real song, like the lyrics in it, like, it's actually stuff that actually happened to me. So I put my personal experience into it, and that's why it came out that good now. Right, and I'm glad you like it, and you say that you're going to give it some rotation. That's good. That's good.
Oh,
news.
Yeah, it's definitely getting rotation. Let's get into it right now, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Firestar Live in the building, burning it up for us. Let's get into this hot track right here called Love Don't Stop, because it really doesn't.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Firestar. Check it out. Yeah. And you should spend your life with me. I got trust in you, girl, so I set you free. Another man wouldn't do that beat, but I know that you always come back to me. And my baby girl, she's so good. She rock designer wear, but she's so hood. And I ain't never felt this before. Every time we in the hood, she holding down my phone. And for sure, use a rider, man. It feels so good when I'm inside a man. Baby girl is down to ride for me. And if the beef's on, then she down to ride for me. She looks so good, the chicks wanna hate her. But at the same time, the chicks wanna date her. Fat ass, white tee on a Prada bag. New Jordan, that's me with a black mag. Yeah, it's that feel good music. So get more into it. For the ladies, yeah. Check it. So how the hell can I stop this? We by the pool stretched out, she all topless. It's 3 months and we all stressless. That's why I copped her that BSC necklace. A sex game not short of perfection. At times when I hit it, I don't use protection. And that's because you're my future intention. Come here, baby girl, sit down and listen. We go together like Smith and Wesson. Like Jada Kiss, man, you what the game been missing. Especially when we in the bathroom kissing. Touching on each other just before I stick in. That's why I had to talk to you through the song, girl. Cause in your heart, that's where I belong, girl. Let's show the world what we capable of. Come on, baby, just give me that thug love. Like, yeah, it's that feel good music. So get more into it. For the ladies. Yeah. Yeah. Link Squad. Next level. Let's go, man. Yeah. Stand up.
Hotness, nothing but the hotness on Steffi Game of Saturdays. Welcome back, y'all. I'm definitely feeling that fire star. It's just like it's crazy for me because me hearing you on the track and hearing you talk, it's like two different people for me. And yeah, it's like, you know, I can definitely understand you from Trinidad, and you definitely got it. Your culture, your heritage in you and the way you speak, but when you get on the track, it's like your English is a lot more clearer. Is that just your vibe? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like when I need boot, is like in a whole different is a whole different zone. Like any boot is more like I just be free now. Like that's a good thing about playing music and especially hip hop music, where you could express yourself and say, like,
yeah,
you know, what you need to say. Like, there's no whole bars, you know, like whatever. Like, whatever you want to do, once you press it and, like, carry a message across, then you can make music, you know?
Wow, that's definitely what's up. I was taking a look at your Reverb Nation and just checking out some of the covers here, and one that really stuck out to me and all, everybody that's tuning in, go to www.reverbnation.com and you're going to put in Firestar, that's F-I-R-E-S-T-A-R, and check out this Scarface. This is crazy.
Scarface was like one of the first mixtape covers I ever done, I swear to God, on a lion. That was like, but then I was still learning. Yeah, I swear to God, that's the first mixtape cover I ever did, swear.
Yo, that is crazy. And you got the 5-star, like, on your face, and it's kind of, this is sick. This is sick.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I kind of just said it because I had a brand new track that I just came out from the studio yesterday recording, and I was trying to get the version, like, in time for you to probably prepare it or whatever on the station, but I didn't end up getting like the mix down files them in time. So probably in a week I could probably get you onto that track and hope that you promote it, because it's a track that I really, really excited about. Like when after I came out yesterday, I was like, yeah, call up my DJ, I was like, yeah, yo, we have one, trust me, we have one. So I really, the name is Put Us On A Map, right? So everybody could look out for that. That's the next joint that we're going to be coming out from Firestar, Put Us On A Map, the original track, produced by Dream Production. He's from Trini, but right now he's in New York, right? Producer from Trini, because that's the next thing. We have good, talented producers. I mean, Love Don't Stop that he was hearing just now was produced by a producer from Trini also, you know?
That's what's up. I definitely want to get those exclusive rights to it. Five Alive is here, man.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on? Hello?
What it do, man? What it do? Mr. Five Alive is all around the world, everywhere. Mr. I'm Too Busy, baby. Well, just hold on.
Yeah, you know me. I'm just a workaholic, man, you know. So,
yeah.
Firestar, what's up, boy?
I'll cool. We puffing right now. We're getting into it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, man, I just want everybody that's listening, man, Firestar, he's a beast. You know, I mean, the graphics is official. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. They follow me at _FatherLive_. They can see his work from there. They can check his Facebook and all that. You know what I mean? Like, he's a beast. Like, you know, he makes masterpieces. You know what I mean? So, you know, the picture for the song, you know what I mean? I already know what it is already.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was looking at the Reverb Nation and checking out the Starface, and I like how he did Starface cover that he did.
Yeah.
This is hot, yo. That's crazy. That's crazy. Your joint is off the hook, too.
You should definitely
check
out these Starface mixes when you have some time, Diva. I guarantee you that's a good, that's the first mixtape I've ever done, so you know. I have that hunger in the mixtape. A lot of them, I take my time to when I was writing it. You know, you can check out. You want to check that out on thatfifth.com. Just search Starface. So just search Firestar on thatfifth.com. You see the mixtape coming up there also.
So you got the studio 7. Like, tell us about that. You have a design studio. Is this correct?
Yeah. I have a professional design studio also. Like, when I'm rapping, that's like my day grind. As I said, we do everything from logos, quote cards, or anything to do with graphic design. Like, you can just hit us up, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
So somebody wanted to get a logo done or wanted to get a mixtape, an album cover done, you know, what they budget need to be looking like?
Yeah, just repeat yourself.
No problem. If somebody wanted to get a logo done or they wanted to get the album cover done, like, how much, what's the starting price on that? How much would it be? We're going to get Firestar back in the building. He kind of dropped off right now. But, Five, I did want to talk to you about this situation right here. As you know, D-Bo has got the controversy going on. Do you think that execution should be banded or not? What you think?
Execution should be banded or not? I mean, I can't really answer that. Like, I can't really give you like a full in-depth answer because what they did to that dude is kind of crazy. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in the next sense, you know, people feel like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Certain people that, you know, go up for execution, they deserve it. You feel me? And that's kind of crazy because they would never know if he was innocent or not. You feel me? But, you know, like, I can't really, like, say, like, yes or no. But personally, like, that's just crazy. Like, I just would rather that person just do time. You feel me? So.
Yeah, everybody keeps challenging this whole situation with Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer was a sick man. He was eating, you know, people pockets and shit. You know, he had, like, a little, you know, he was eating people. He had, you know, stuff. He had bodies and legs and butts and stuff in the refrigerator. And, you know, I can definitely understand that. We got a lot of sick people out here that it's like, take them away and lock them away forever.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, my thing is that we don't have the right to take our own life. We shouldn't have the right to take somebody else's life. You know what I'm saying? I can see locking them away. Like, you need to relive and really understand every day why you're here. But somebody challenged me, was like, you know, you got sick people out there that get off on murdering people and reliving those murders through their mind, and they happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
so in that regard, it's like, you know what I mean, there's people that's out there that you look at them like, you know what? You know what I mean, this dude is crazy, da da da, like, maybe we should you know what I mean, take him out. You know? But then there's certain people that's like, you know, you gotta be proven, you know what I mean, guilty at first, and then you don't have the right to take somebody's life. So it's like there's a whole lot of stuff going on with that situation, man. You know, so
I think the whole execution thing is just as well as you know, it's just modern day lynching. And Firestar, we got you back in the building. I think executing people is modern day lynching. Like, it's the same thing, you know. And they putting in three different poisons to kill these people, so this person. So say that, you know, I got put in the electric electric chair or whatever, or I got the lethal injection, and I was pronounced dead at 2:24 p.m. But 3 minutes later, I got a pulse. Shouldn't I be able to...
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, and I lived through it. You know, I lived through it. That shows you the power of God. But, you know, shouldn't I be able to just go on with my life? Or would they, most likely, knowing America and the government, they would recharge me, or they'd be like, no, nah, you know, hit her one more time and she got to die.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's messed up what they did to the brother, and with all the evidence, I think I do agree with you, Five Alive, as far as like with some people, they do need to be put down only if it's concrete evidence.
Exactly.
Like,
and
without a shadow
even,
of a doubt. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's concrete evidence, like, you still got to look at it at the same perspective as well. Like, all right, he caught a couple of bodies in his lifetime, he got caught. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the families of the people that died, some of them going to want to see him die. You feel me? But the whole fact of the matter is some of them is just happy that he's put behind bars. Like, you understand? Like, justice did, I mean, they served their justice. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, even if, like, still don't take somebody's life, just put them away. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I hear what you're saying, though.
I mean, it makes valuable sense. You know, we got crazy people in this world, and even on top of that, you know, you got women and mothers and fathers that have men and women and children, and knowing that these people are crazy and not properly taking care of these people and not keeping an eye on them, and then something pop off and a little boy, a little girl come up missing, or a woman is found in an alley somewhere because this person has... you know, sick tendencies, and because I love you, I'm not going to turn you in. Do you think that that person should as well be charged with murder rather than just, not conspiracy, but, you know, should be a charge? And Five-Star, you can come in on this one right here. Do you think that anybody knowingly knowing that a family member or significant other is crazy and they don't report it, should they be charged with murder as well?
Hello? Yeah.
Five-Star.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
I didn't get everything that you said. I just jumped back on, so I kind of like, all right. But
no problem.
I guess you're on Detroit. On Detroit, this topic right now. Correct.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone right now. I'm in my zone. I got Five-Star. I'm in my zone, Five.
Well, just like to add to that, like being in truth, I don't really like get like the whole thing, but just to add to like what Five Alive was saying, I mean, like to take somebody's life without like that without proving that the person was guilty to begin with, I feel like it's kind of really unfair to them, because I mean, like, if you put them behind bars or whatever, it would be like having a penalty, but I mean, you take somebody's life and then the person's gone, they're not here no more. So, I mean, it's like you're guilty of doing the same thing that the person is, that you were saying that the person is guilty for doing. So I think, like, the better thing should be, like, to do life behind bars or whatever, because then the family won't know, like, somebody is actually spending time because of what they done now. You know, it might be better for them, for their families, knowing, like, all right, he did this, but now he's 10 years later or 20 years later, he's still behind what he did. And I think that might be more comforting than knowing that the person is dead. And, you know, because as you said, like, you don't know, the guy has kids at home, he has a wife at home, like, what's going to happen to them? Because now they're facing the same loss that the victim family was facing. And at the end of the day, it's two lives lost, and... you know, it's just something sad. So I was really sad about. I mean, it was buzzing all over Twitter. It was buzzing all over the world, actually. From what I hear, from the stories I hear about it, I find it was very unprofessional, uncalled for, and my heart's go out to both the families of the victim and try to do this.
I'm most definitely loving it, loving it. That's why we got to get in my zone, man. Five Star, introduce this song that you got called In My Zone so we can get right into it.
In My Zone is actually a mixtape track. The beat is original. Was a beat from a track that B.O.B. actually did. But I always like the beat, so when I hear it, I was really excited because this is like the first B.O.B. beat. I mean, like, my style and B.O.B. style is two different things, but I saw the beat, and this I just wanted to put some everybody know I was back because that was like the first thing I released this year, actually, for 2011. So that track was just to let everybody know I'm back, and I'm in my zone, as it say. I mean, when you hear the track, you know what it is.
Fire star. Southside, y'all know what it is. Been a while since I've been in the booth. Okay, here we go again, people. This is my sequel. We are not equal. What they waiting on? It's been a year now. Well, I'm back. Tell my fans, have no fear now. Cause we here now. Everything clear now. Wanna reach the top? Well, we about to take you there now. Grab a beer now. Have a seat. Cheer now. Rappers say they eating. Well, I'm about to get my share now. I see the glare now. Rip shows tear now. With eagles and lions and tigers and beers now, with no kids now, watch you like wears now, only God truly know the burden that he bears now, but I stand tall, promise I will never fall, got your girl number, but I swear to God I never call, rappers liars man, I swear to God they never ball, you can bet my rhymes real, I promise I ain't never y'all. Don't lose your life trying to be a bad man. Front on my click, I'ma show you who the madman. No glad man, my set do with sad man. Real sad, got money in a hand man. Call a shot, you get put out like the trash man. Like Swizzy, do it one band, army man. Forget y'all ain't fucking with the flow man. Baiting in this money, you could drown your sorrow man. Beating up tracks, see how many rounds I take. I'm not a battle rapper, but I punch lines like Drake. I'm a shooter, use a motherfucking duck and Drake. And them songs that you throwing, that's a big mistake. I know you hearing that the flow just went a little iller. Tipsy hustle on the track, a motherfucking killer. Like, I'm trying to make it home, even if I gotta do it on my own. My nigga died young, he try to make it with the chrome. You can say I bang too, but I use this microphone. Realest rapper out, y'all niggas just clones. Fucking this track, going hard, no bones. I'm never coming down like I'm using black stone. Girl, don't call my name when you coming, just moan. Relaxing at the end, cause I'm finally in my zone. Relaxing at the end, cause I'm finally in my zone. Southside number one. Fire star. Yeah. We out, DJ Pun. I see you. Bling, what up? Southside. We out.
Whoa. Fire star, don't hurt him, man. Don't hurt him, fire star.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me to hear you speak and then hear you on the track. That I just love. How you that's versatility. That's a good thing. So that's definitely hot, man. You got gritty on that track right there. You got real grit.
Yeah. You know, I have to let them know what's up.
Say it's Firestar, baby. That's definitely what's up. How did you come about? How did you get the name Firestar? What's the meaning behind Firestar?
Oh, well, from since going to school, I always had like that star nickname. and like doing the music, like every time people in the street, there's like, yo, do fire, yo, like doing it, delivery, everything is just straight fire. I don't know, I just added one like the fire to it and be like Firestone from since like sometime probably 2008, 2009. I always had that nickname Firestone. I just decided to run with it, you know.
Wow, what is some of the benefits and what are some of the, you know, not downfalls, because I don't want to use that word. What are the good and the bad? What's the good and the bad of being an artist, also of being a graphic design artist? What are some of the good and bad things for those people who are out there who are thinking about getting into the industry, getting into the business?
I would say, let me start with the I would say the best thing like as doing the both of them is like the type of connections that like sometimes people will call me up like DJs to do like the covers and I'll be like, yo, although I you know like as an artist too, and then I might send them the link to my music and they might check it out and be like, yo, dude, I'm feeling your music and stuff, you know, and like get them to listen to the music just like that. I mean, it's be high, you know, like. Sometimes, like, doing it, I would guess, would say the good in it is, like, the people that you meet, you know, like, the clients, because, like, if it wasn't for the design, I don't think me and Five Alive would I ever link up, because, I mean, although we both go doing rap, I don't think, like, if the design, like, we would have linked. So, just being on the screen right now with you three shows you, like, the connections that and that was just off of design and brought me on it. And see, look like I could feel like I have a fan in you because I hear how you talk about the music today that you're still going to be listening. So that's
mm-hmm.
the side. The bad side I would say is that I don't really see it as having a bad side, but like some people will be like, yo, you trying to be a rapper, but you're designing also, like, what's really going on?
How ignorant is that, though? I don't understand, like, just because I'm a rapper, am I supposed to stay a rapper? Like, I'm building a foundation. I'm not just building a little mom and pop store. Nah, we building a corporation.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the kind of mind frame that I try to set. Like, it's not just one thing we want to do, is an empire, and that's what we as black people around the world need to do, you know? I mean, we look at people like Jay-Z, people like Puff, and all of them. Like, all of them start off with music, yeah, but look at them now. I mean, they're entrepreneurs, you know, everything. Like, they do anything. So
a real black person know that black people are multiple grinders. We don't do just one thing.
Yeah.
We don't do one thing. You know, Diva Mary Kay, I'm a host. I promote, I sell Mary Kay, I work at the mall, I'm going to school for my CNA. We do multiple things. You want to know why? Because we try to get everything that we can get before it's gone. Before somebody's trying to take it.
Yeah, we deserve to. I mean, you know, everybody born with a silver spoon in their mouth, so we try to go and get there, you know, for us. And I think that in itself make us a stronger people too, because, you know, we just have that persistence to just grind, you know, and just that whole thing, just the one to succeed in what we do, you know.
You definitely write that, and we have to be strong-minded. Ain't nothing wrong with being strong physically, but let's more focus and, you know, just got to get this out to my people. We got to be strong mentally, like for real. Because we can be strong physically all we want to, but if we're not strong mentally, then that physical really ain't really about nothing, to tell you the truth. It's just you physically strong, you got muscles. You got muscles on your body, but you don't have brain muscles. It's not going to get you nowhere.
Yeah, for real.
Let's talk about the Headliners Freestyle, man. That's actually one of the first joints that I heard. On a Reverb Nation is definitely a hot track. What's good with that?
Headline Freestyle is supposed to be the second mixtape promo, because I told you all I'm working on the Black Friday mixtape right now. This one was the first one. The Headline Freestyle is the second one. And I remember the first time I tried to write to the beat, like, I couldn't do anything to it, and I was like, yo, let me do even try to play with this beat, because, I mean, this is Drake shit, and I'm nowhere on Drake level yet. Hopefully, I'll be there. I mean, and then I can't remember, like, I was just going through beats on my phone, and, like, I heard it the second time, and, like, I just get it back. And I wrote everything like one time when I get the vibe, and I was really, really happy how it came out, because I really like the headline freestyle, one of my favorite freestyles to date. So I was really happy about it. I've been getting around a lot of comments, even people from New York, because some people from outside was able to hear it. People from Toronto was able to hear it. Big up Majil and Finch Family in Toronto right now. I know I have one or two Black Earth Ninja, and I'm locked on right now. So I was just glad that everybody showed the track love, and that was it. You know, freestyle. I tried to go in as hard as I could on it. You know, because I really want like people when they hear the mixtape promos to know that like this mix is nothing to play with. Like I really come in for real this time. I took plenty of the year off this year, and I now start back to going studio and like a game. Like it's go hard or find God. I be most like I trying to live by right now. It's go hard or find God. Because for real, if you're not going hard, though, it just don't make no sense, you know?
That's definitely what's up. Let's get into it. You're now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay and Five Star Baby. It's set the game up Saturday, so go ahead and get a clue. They might have got this freestyle by Five Star. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Check 1, 2. Outside. I heard they saying that they coming out, so I'm about to go back in. Fireman, star a man, tell them let the games begin. Watching all you rappers as I sit up in my throne, you could ask starstruck. Southside is my zone, tell the wifey I'm home. And I brought the money with me. Blink toe in case you trying to get funny with me. No homo, bullets moving slow-mo. Lick a shot today and you'll be dead by tomorrow. Yeah, I got them. I'm back on these rappers. Wolf gang flow, send a pack of these rappers. All about war, cause I got my peace, yeah. Shout goes out to Brendan, he the hardest in the East, yeah. Shout goes out to Stara and the fact he now a beast. Y'all can never own the South, I never put it on a lease. Bitch, stop playing, this is not a game. Highlight bars, bottom line is you lame. Aim, stars, shooting, I am. Call the kid fire, cause I fry him. Y'all don't want no problems, this is not a math class. Y'all more annoying than a BBM broadcast. 12 a.m. we still out, fuck the curfew. The dirty South Devil, hope my verses never curse you. Nigga, I'm smoking, cushion hard local. High up in the booth, but it ain't messing with my vocal. Kidnap the radio, DJ pay the ransom. You could ask your mama, bet the bitch will say I'm handsome. Got your two chicks, yeah, about to have a threesome. I'm glad you busy hating, I'm just trying to get me some. Black Friday, about to do it my way. And I keep the Maddox man, but I ain't signed a highway. Punchline sick, yeah, end up in the hospital. You rappers seeing me, that ain't even logical. You niggas comical, don't make me have to draw from. Cause we keep something heavy in the drawer from. Mixtape coming, yeah, I got more for them. And don't hate me, hate what's in store for them. You know the flow, bitch, I got it like that. Ask your girl because you know that she done blow it like that. Plus, everybody know you went below it like that. She a home and they know it, she ain't even gotta show it. They know, and they know. Man, they know, and they know. Check it, duh, I'm the hardest from the South. Yep. What you other rappers about? Nah. Standing on the top and that's without a doubt, man. And y'all know, they know. I be yelling Southside over everything South's on my mind. Mind. Yeah, gone for a while, but back up on my grind. Grind. Y'all know. Black Friday coming soon. Y'all know. Name a track, dog, that I ain't get tizzy. Me and Pun chopping heads, about to get busy. Rappers think they front and come on, dog, Izzy. But don't believe me, talk to them, Drizzy. I'm back. Yeah.
Wow, and they know.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, before you get out of here, Five Star, I gotta get a freestyle from you, man. Can I get a freestyle, man? What we doing today?
You're trying to be on the spot, but it's cool. How you was? You got anything there? I have to do acapella.
I need a beat.
Yeah, you have anything?
Yeah, I can find something, most definitely. Oh man, I could definitely find something for you. That's what's up.
Where still
there? You can definitely find something for me. Nah, five in here right now, but we might as well get them on. Matter of fact, we're going to go to a couple of tracks. I'm going to get a beat for you, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go in on it, all right?
All right, I feel.
That's what's up. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Stephen Mary K and Frontline Friday. Step your game up Saturday. I'm still on Friday, y'all, because I had such a good time on the show last night. But we about to get into these joints right here. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard.
Watch, I'm a G, you a G, 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 I'm a better call the police and get the cops. Every time I'm on the block, in the street, I make it hot. Yeah, Billy Rose a prom, he a beast, you niggas not. Let Bob make the call, say it's beast, you get your shot. Man, I'm all about that rock, rock. I'm trying to get dollars, dollars. Feel the same way, way. The nigga, you should holler, holler. Swagger off the chalk, chalk. I get it from my father, holler. And I spit flame, hey. Nickname lava, whip game proper, dick game guava, stay in your own lane, lane. These niggas bang choppers, aiming at your brain, make you niggas sing opera, so you ain't say your name, and you ain't seeing doctors.
I'm a freak, watch you doubt it, watch you watch, watch I move, watch you watch, watch I move, watch you watch, watch I move. I'm a freak, watch you doubt it, watch you watch, watch I move, watch you watch, watch I move, watch you watch, watch I move. If I'm a G, if you a G, if I'm a G, if I'm a G, if I'm a G, if I'm a G, watch you watch, watch I move. I'm a G, if I'm a G, if I'm a G, watch it, if I'm a G, if I'm a G, watch you watch, I move.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Y'all know how we do. We got Firestar live in the building with us all the way from Trinidad, man. Y'all know how we getting down. I got this beat right here, and Firestar, I'm going to go in on it with a crazy freestyle. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for you, Firestar. What you think about this?
I got it. Check, 1, 2. Okay, let me testify. I'm about to freestyle on the beat. This kid Firestar, and you know I got the heat. All the way from Trinidad, but you know we got to eat. When I come through on this, you know I make it complete. Ayy. And this is straight from the head. You can no guarantee you'll be dead. And if you didn't hear that, then rebirth it instead. And I come back and I'm going to show you dudes what I said. Let me try to go back one more time right here. Hey. Right now we on Bloodshot Radio. If you listen to this, better turn up the stereo. Know that I'm coming with it. That's how I do it. If I come through it, you know that you can never move it. Keep your hands off, don't touch nothing. Rappers say they running that day, me and Mary Kay in a boot on something. And I got my piece on me, we be duck hunting, no games. Tell them we should put it like a real boy. And these things, games like the Game Boy. And I be trying not to stuff on the track. Know that I never coming with nothing that's whack. And watch me bring it back if I come through. Hold up like Kobe and Shaq. Cause me and Five Alive, be so alive. Taking y'all full year, we just deep pride. Jay.
Yo. We definitely appreciate you for that one, man. Yo, that was definitely hot. And you heard it right here live with Diva Mary K. Blog Talk Radio /Diva Spot, man. Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Oh, my. Firestar, thank you so much for blessing the show with your knowledge, with the freestyle and off of the graphics. Let everybody know where they need to go to holler at you to do business ASAP.
I like to say thanks before I go in, you know, for having me on the show. Like, this is real, it was real big for me, like, knowing from Trinidad. And you give me this platform to showcase my talent. I must say thanks. Anybody looking up for Firestar again, or they can hit me up. Follow me on Twitter @Firestar_TT. You can follow Studio 7 @Studio7TT. If you're looking to get graphic design done, any kind of thing like that, you can email me at Studio7TT@gmail.com. You can look me up for my music on BlurbNation.com, Firestar, that's FIRESTAR. And just show up, you know, and support. All the way from Trinidad and Tobago, Southside Trinidad and Tobago right now, with the Diva, Mary Kay, you know, shout out to Five Alive for the link up. Shout out to my DJ, DJ Pun, Pun's Entertainment doing it big. Shout out to everybody. Again, the people that are in Toronto, Gina and Finch, the whole Gina and Finch movement. People that support me from Trinidad right now. I know I have a couple fans locked on right now because I sent the email and everything. I was blasting it earlier. So I know that I have a couple people locked on that support me. All the thanks for listening. Thanks for having me. Mary Kay, it was a pleasure, truly. Like, I had fun. Like, I was nervous at first. I don't know if you heard it in my voice. I was nervous at first. But after you break the ice and everything was cool, I had a lot of fun.
That's what it's all about, man. Demon Mary Kay had the tendency to make people feel like they're at home. And I'm just blessed that you came through. And you're welcome back. You know, Steffi Game Up Saturdays is definitely for your business. But you're welcome to come through Frontline Fridays, man. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're definitely going to be in rotation. And that freestyle was hot. We got to stay linked up, Firestar. We got to stay linked up because there's a couple of things that I'm going to want to do with you as well.
Yeah, that's what it's about. For sure, I guarantee that this week I'm gonna get that track on to you. Put us on the map. The track I was telling you about earlier. I'm really excited about it. So I'm gonna get it on to you this week. Hopefully, next week's show or whatever, you play that. You know, and get some love.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to rotation coming on Frontline Fridays. We definitely air 3 times a week. On Monday, we air Spiritual Feeding. On Friday, we have Frontline Fridays, and on Saturdays, the Steffi Game Up Saturdays. So y'all make sure y'all tune in on Friday, on Frontline Fridays, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, or you can go to www.phenomradio.com. It will be in rotation as well over there. We're definitely going to have Firestar music on the rotate, and we definitely going to have this freestyle. Looking forward. Look out for Firestar because he's definitely burning it up from, you know, Trini over here all the way into America because definitely I'm in my zone and Love Don't Stop will be in rotation. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 3-4. Go ahead, Firestar,
yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, so as you said that before you go, if you don't see me on your favorite rapper mixtape, you're going to see me doing your favorite rapper mixtape cover, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. By any means, we got to reach out there by any means. Right, even if it's a feature on the mixtape or doing a mixtape cover or probably a video or some kind of shit, I'm not gonna stop. Like whoever listening to me, just remember the name. So I'm not gonna stop until I make it. So you could definitely remember the name because all you'll be here. Right, hopefully sooner than later. Yeah.
You already made it, baby. Y'all stay tuned. We about to get into some BOP, man. So high, let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I test life maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having.
I got a bitter smell up on my face. Chickens be chasing me, wondering who's gonna win the race. I'm living large, apartments looking like all this great. Throwing hella parties, watching you jiggle, baby shake. Yes, that's how me and my homies doing it. On the road of happiness, so we pursuing it. Don't trip, I keep a gun and I be shooting it. Mac blowing sour of the air, he polluting it. Going south and hitting the different malls every day. B.O.P. getting too bigger than my nigga day. I can't forget my cousin, like he be making my day. My whole team full of ballers like the NBA. It's really the same, the way I be taking these hoes. It gets to me so easy, feel like I'm ripping these hoes. Fresh every day, feel like I'll be making these clothes. Pull up the camera wall, the flesh, I'll be flanking the pose.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. But I feel so high, I think I test life maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high.
Fresh days, hoodies, cars,
rolling
back
in
the
mask.
Another
cup
with dollars.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Steffi Game Up Saturday. Big shout-out to B.O.P. for that song right there, So High. We're going in on this topic, which is definitely a hot topic all around the world in the past and the future, about do you feel that execution should be banded? And I want to get y'all feedback. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to give your feedback, man. We got the hotlines lighting up. If you want to go ahead and give your feedback, press the one button. And even with this whole situation of, you know, the brother being killed, he was executed. In spite of the evidence, in spite of everything that, you know, came apart with the case and how the witnesses were saying that they were coached by the police and, you know, the government to sign off on this and could have stopped the execution. It goes on and on and on. At the end of the day, he was still killed. Now, I was challenged, and big shout out to Five Star for coming through. Big shout out to Five Alive coming through the show and definitely sharing their knowledge. But I definitely feel, I know that there's some crazy people out there, y'all. We all know. We even got crazy people in their family. But as far as the execution, for me, I feel like it's modern day lynching. And then on the other side, if you lock somebody up for the rest of their life, it's still like execution. So I want to know what y'all think. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love, man. 973-530, holler at your diva.
Hello, me.
I'm fine. What's going on?
Nothing.
Sci Fire.
Yes.
How you doing?
Nothing. Ow.
Where your mom at?
You making.
Yes. What's up, Sci Fire? How you doing?
Just doing making.
Is Diva Mary Kay? Is Diva Mary Kay? Say it, Zaya.
Diva Mary Kay.
Zaya, I definitely appreciate you calling in, Zaya.
Welcome.
Thank you. Sonny, you got some shout-outs you want to give?
I also, yeah.
Yeah, well, go ahead and give your shout-outs.
To my mommy, daddy, car, baby, goofy, bye.
Bye. Yo, big shout out to Sia Pike coming through, man. She definitely came through to say Diva Mary Kay. That was my beautiful niece, as always. She's one of the smartest kids I know, and she throw a heck. Big round of applause for Sia. Yes, Sia throws a mean cupcake princess party, and she definitely had Auntie pooped out. But she knows how to party. Kima.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Mama? How you doing today?
I'm all right.
That's what's up. What you thinking about? What do you think about execution? Should it be execution should be banded, or is that something that's necessary to put the crazy down?
Me personally, I think it shouldn't be banned. It should still go on because you got the crazy. They be ones that plot things and try to break out and kill everybody else. So I think execution is really good. I'm serious.
Now, well, I definitely respect your opinion on that. And we respect everybody's opinions, whether it's day and age to the situation. Definitely you can call in and express your opinion about the topic. As far as the brother that was just killed, you know, that was just executed, there is the fact that he had killed people before. And, you know, big shout out to D-Slate live in the chat. I see you, D-Slate. But he had killed people before, but it was the evidence, how it was trumped up. They didn't have solid evidence that this man killed this officer, and they killed him anyway.
Right. And I think he was locked up since 1986 or something like that. I read about that.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yeah. I read about that. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the way the system is now and what it was back in the day is different. Like, you know what I mean? I remember seeing a movie, it was a true story in Texas, where you can actually go to jail for a he say, she say. So if I was out on the block selling drugs, if somebody goes to the cops and I'm on the block selling drugs, I can go to jail because it was he say, she say. They just recently banned that, you know, that made that a law. You know? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, that was American Violent. American Violent, right. When they swept those projects. And somebody said,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I don't think it's ever going to be anything stable within the law. Either it's going to be, even to the degree of how they execute people. You got the electric charity, you got the lethal injection. It's just all a whole different ballgame. I don't know.
They're giving you options to die. Look, you got options for us to kill you. So which one you want to pick today? You know, how you want to die? 6 million ways to die. Choose one. How you want to die today? We got you. Don't worry about it. We got you. You can die like this or you can die like that. And, you know, I have said in the middle of the show when I had 5 Star and 5 Alive in the building that, you know, what if they were to electrocute me? And the power of God, and, you know, and they pronounced me dead at 3:06 p.m. And 3 minutes later, I get a pause, and I'm still living. Now, it didn't work, so I'm pretty sure the government is going to be like, well, hit her one more time. Look, light her up one more time. She ain't dead. We got to give her more juice. You know, if you were legally pronounced dead at this time, then that's what it is. It should be over. Do you feel the same way?
I'm not really certain. If they hit you with the ones and you don't die, then and if you've done things in your life where I mean you've killed and you murdered and you raped, then yeah, I believe that they hit your ass again with that motherfucking lynchstrap. Either that or lethal injection. I'm serious. Hit you again. You don't want to die. All right, we're gonna try it again. We'll try different methods.
But what if you just won't die?
Well, you. I don't know about that. That's an incredible haul.
That would definitely be an incredible haul situation. It would make me the woman or man that won't die. Every year we send them to the chair. But here's the thing: this whole situation has been going on for 20 years. 20 years, you know, and any person that's on trial and going through it and facing the case, the taxpayers, we are paying for these trials. We're paying for them. So what do you think about that?
I mean, well, we pay for everything as taxpayers. I mean, that's the point of us paying our taxes. We pay for everything. That's why you claim your income tax at the end of each year to get that money back. Now, it would be a problem if I go to claim my taxes and ain't no damn money there for me to get. Then we'd have a problem. But as far as, you know, us paying for everything, that's what we're supposed to do. It's just a way of life. And welcome to
there is no justice in the injustice system. It is injustice. The system that this world and that the government has designed is for them to have control and power over everything, and that's something that I don't really go by. We have to educate ourselves as people and know our rights, because the thing about it with the law, and it's crazy, the thing about it with the law, the law is just basically saying, like with lawyers debate evidence, or this law supersedes that law, and that law supersedes that law. You can't do this because this law was made up, and that it's just a whole fickle situation. I mean, really, it's real fickle. We are rolling in the deep, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Y'all, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and we going in hard on this topic today about execution. Do you think that execution should be banded, or do you think that it should still remain and thrive and be alive in the United States of no Americans? Most definitely call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I did get some feedback on the text as far as on the topic, stating that, you know, the person was basically stating that this only happens to black people. This is not to be true. And you know when you tell somebody that this is not true, you have to back that up with evidence. And a great debate is a debate that has facts and evidence, and that's basically what Diva is all about. And Kima, I'm definitely going to do a research on what you was talking about last night with the little girl in your complex. But there was a guy, and I'm pulling the story up, a man that was drugged down south by three white boys. He was chained to the back of the truck, and he was drugged to death. Like, his body was drugged, and basically he was conscious half of the time that he was being drugged. They put a chain around him, his body, his torso, and his neck, and they drugged him. Like, it wasn't until his body hit the curb, and when the right side of his head basically came off and his arm was severed, and then they drug his body about 3 or 4 more miles. And, there it is from there. But one of the guys were executed. So I'm going to pull that story up because I want to go into detail with you guys on that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's get into some Sierra and Ludacris rides.
The future of R&B.
Kiss me in the mall. You know I buy out G5 planes. Yeah, I fly out. Hey, on the back, look like Lex sitting on 28. No, you can't get her if you ain't got plenty cake. ACL Georgia. Booties look like this size. 23 waist, pretty face. Big size.
Back to you, now we're getting high. I'm on fire, literally can't put me out. I'm feeling losing time, mentally on the wrong route. Feeling for change, but my brain's in the wrong lane. Like a sink in my dreams going down the drain.
Wind up, smoke until it's stand up, chip away the pain. Gotta stop stressing, consider resting. It's gonna come up, when will it change? Life's still a blessing, I'm still breathing. Both pressing, I'm still cheating. And I gotta move, can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove it, I'm here for a reason.
I've been constantly thinking where I go wrong. Stuck up in my thoughts like a booty dome. Like I spit the right lyrics on the wrong song. Like got a pipe strip on my nuts strong. All along, I just do it to myself, man. Champion in the mouth with the belt, man. I've been fighting with my right, but I'm left-handed. Everybody knows when I let it land, I demand it. Battalion the lyrics, I'm a general commanding. Samurai Jack, last one standing. Time for a change, and the only one asking. Smoke a few, then forget about death. You feel who's getting locked up off a dump. Court system making hard not to run. Looking for a legal way to let me breathe. That G, so I'm coming with it lyrically. Now where do
I roll one up? Feel it turn up, keep away the pain. Gotta stop stressing, consider resting. It's gonna come up, when will it change? Life's still a blessing, I'm still breathing. Both pressing, I'm still cheating. And I gotta move, can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove that I'm here for a reason.
Yeah, I'm coming with the last verse. Just an ass verse, that somebody that you love. Riding in a black hearse, waking up to a screaming. On my knees, take away these demons and let me breathe. Hard enough, lost family, I'm getting by. With my lyrics like the dog getting high. I'm on the line and my heart planted in the dirt. The line if you tell you that it don't hurt. The pain hotter than four summers together. Proportions of the weather. I'm forced to make a level change on, cause it never rains when you need it. Of course I'm gonna believe it. I need to have a reason why the f*** would I be breathing.
I roll one up, smoke until it's stand up. Keep away the pain, gotta stop stressing. Consider resting, it's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing, I'm still breathing. Both pressing, I'm still cheating. And I gotta move, can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove that I'm here for a reason.
It's a change. Yeah, cause I beat niggas out there. Need that vibe just to get by. Roll a fat one up to this.
You sure how to blow a bubble?
Spazzing on rappers, please give me the word. They recycle all they bars, I'm kicking them to the curb. I hit a hit for you herbs, but I'm smoking my herb. They just wanna see Kali be a dream deferred. Word, fuck the world, let's keep it moving. The barrel got a long nose, it might be Jewish. Say they want you to make it hit when you get the cream. Love, hate, shit. Radio Raheem, new kicks, JetBlue. Shades on gas too. Mad checks from Uncle Sam, he must love his nephew. Moved out of the hood, bitch, sorry that I left you. My niggas used to sit by the bass like treble. East Coast monster, worldwide chauvinist. It's a 949, but I would never show him shit. I'm not a team player, I'm a ball hard Kobe bitch. It's like a boat cruise, I don't display showmanship. I got mad metaphors, fuck you trying to tell me for. Man, you think I don't know, I'm cocky so they hate the boy. Yeah, my nigga, what you tryna hate me for? Beef backseat, packing heat like a mating dog. Fuck you niggas, hate me for. Why they underrate the board? I am like last year. Yeah, I am the greatest.